This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. Heard Sunday mornings at 9 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
The world doesn't need another sports show. It needs an awesome sports show. You're listening to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour on Zoomer Radio. Good morning, Naz. Good morning, Wally. The boys are back. Let's talk sports.
Good morning. Welcome to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. I'm your host, Walter Rigobine. Joining me, as usual, in studio, my co-host, Naz Marchese. Good morning, Naz. How are you this morning?
Good, Wally. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much. Also joining us this morning, remotely, our good friend, former Washington Capitol, Toronto Maple Leaf, and I think Hershey Hall of Famer with the Hershey Bears, Hall of Famer with Dalt's Honda Canadians. Of course, I'm talking about Leapin' Lou Franceschetti. Good morning, Leapin' Lou. How are you this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. You got to remember, guys, it's the Buffalo Sabres also.
Oh, yeah. How long was your stint with the Sabres, Lou?
Well, technically it was a year and a half, but really only 6 months.
Okay, 6 months. And did you do anything special? Who'd you get traded for when you went to Buffalo?
Another Italian friend, Mike Foligno.
Oh, you got traded for Foligno?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Boy, well, what a steal for the Leafs.
You said it, not I.
Okay. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, you should be.
You should be.
You should be proud of it. You had a pretty decent NHL career. God bless you. Anyways, just let our listeners know where we're going with the show today. Jays haven't looked that good the last four games, Naz and Lou.
Lou put the hex on them last Sunday.
Malokian. So, anyways, we're not going to start off with the Leafs. We got Mike Wilson, the ultimate Leafs fan, is going to join us shortly after the first break. He's going to bring us up to date on the his partner Deb have done some amazing work for the ALS Superfund. They were doing some great work with Mark Curtin, who passed away just a little while ago while we were on summer break. So we want to talk about that. And he's doing some amazing fundraising. He's got some great packages that you want to talk about that he wants to talk about that you can buy on auction. And of course, we're going to talk a little bit Toronto Blue Jays with Mike, big Blue Jays fan. Middle of the hour, we've got Brendan Ennis, the Director of Corporate and Community Partnerships for the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation. He's going to be joining us with Carlo Koliakovo this Saturday, coming up the world's largest road hockey fundraiser. It's the Road Hockey to Conquer Cancer at the Vaughan Metropolitan Center. And I'm captaining a couple of Miller Thompson teams in that one, Naz. UI and Lou spent some time playing ball hockey and road hockey in our younger days.
For a while, yeah.
Yeah, Naz and I played with the Western Rangers, and Lou played with the hated Dalt's Honda Canadians. So we're going to get an opportunity.
We never had the opportunity to play them, eh, Wally?
No, we never played Dalt's Honda, although we did. We had a few of their players join our team 1 year. But
Cordaret
and Kolar and a bunch of other guys. So,
well, it just goes to show you guys are still standing if you didn't play against us.
My one great regret, Lou, you know, you're in the Canadian Ball Hockey Hall of Fame. I give you all the credit in the world, but you never got the pleasure of being shadowed by a defensive winger of my caliber, my friend. I would have shut you down. Don't worry.
I was the goal scorer.
And later on in the hour, we're going to talk to Carmen and Marcantonio and Roberto Iarushi. The World Cup of Soccer is coming to Toronto. It's coming to Canada next year, and we're starting to get incredibly excited. Canada has, the Canadian men's national team has achieved its highest ranking in its history. We're 26th in the world, which is
amazing.
Which is a significant accomplishment. We've got Canadian players that are doing well in some of the major leagues in Europe. Jonathan David's now playing with my beloved Juventus of Turin, and the Azzurri are not doing that great. So we're going to talk to Conminute Bob Iarushi, Canadian Soccer Hall of Famers. Yeah, we're surrounded by Hall of Famers today,
Ness.
No, we're Hall of Famers too. We're in the Western Rangers Hall of Fame. You forgot we got inducted into that one. Anyways, and then we got a great special announcement from our good friends at Pizzaville. They've got this fantastic new product that they've debuted, and we're going to chat about it a little bit on the air as we go along. And let's go from there, Ness. Let's get it going. Buffalo Bills.
Two wins or three wins? Two wins last week.
Since we got off the air last Sunday, we were 1-0 on last Sunday morning show, and then we beat who did we beat? The Jets last Sunday,
and then the Dolphins.
And then we beat the Dolphins on Thursday night.
Tough game.
Can't say that the performance against the Dolphins was. I don't know what to say the word for it, but it wasn't overwhelming. The Dolphins are a pretty lousy team so far this year. But, you know, as they say, Naz, a win is a win is a win. So bottom line is the Bills are 3-0. I guess we're exactly where we want to be. We're off till next Sunday. Not a great performance against the Dolphins. You know, the strength of the Bills is where we thought the strength of the Bills was going to be. It's Josh Allen.
James Cook.
The running back. And the receivers are catching the ball. Defense probably hasn't performed as well as we would have liked it to so far. But it's pretty tough to be critical of a team that's 3-0. But I'm looking down. We're looking down the schedule. First of all, it's a 17-game schedule. You're not going to win. You know, you're not going to win every game. Well, knock on wood, maybe you might win every game. That hasn't been done in a long, long time. You're going to have your ups and downs in the season. You're going to get injuries, and right now on the defense, you know, the Bills are a little bit shy in terms of the players that they have. But that's. I wouldn't say it's concerning because it's too early in the season for anything to be concerning, but they've got some cleanup work on their defense if we're going to get to the promised land. And this year it's Super Bowl or bust. Sorry, Naz. Anything less than a Super Bowl appearance this year to me is...
With that lineup, they should.
They should, but your impression so far of the Bills, Naz?
They've played well enough to win in certain games. And they're Oliver and Milano are out. Those are two big keys to their defense, and that's where their weakness is right now is the D. So, I understand. I looked at the schedule, and they should be 7-0 when they
Kansas City. They got a pretty weak schedule to start off.
Kansas City in week 8, I believe.
Yeah. That's always a bit. Are they getting KC at home or on the road this year? Do you know, Ness?
I believe they're on the road, but I'm not sure about.
But it'll be a test.
Yeah.
I think we got the. Who do we got? We're not playing today because we played Thursday night, and I think we have the Saints next Sunday.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, and is that? I believe that's a home game as well.
It's a day game for a change for Buffalo.
What's a day game? Oh, like they're 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
They're prime time,
as opposed to you know those Sunday night 8 o'clock games are pretty tough on. Guys,
the old Zoomers can't handle it.
Never mind. How about the guys who traveled down to actually watch the game in person?
You got to be nuts to do that.
Well, you got to not nuts, Naz. You got to be young. Okay, Louie, you've been quiet. What's going on? You're not. I thought you'd be chomping at the bit by now. You're holding back, Lou. You're holding back.
Having a good time over there.
Yeah, we're having a great time. We're Buffalo Bills fans.
Yeah, I can see that.
So you know, it's nice to be 3-0. You know, like, why not? We might as well gloat a little bit while we can because, you know, we have a way of, you know, it's ways of having our, you know, seasons coming to a crash in the worst ways. But hope springs eternal. We love our Bills, and we hope this is the season they break through. I mean, after all, Marv Levy turned 100. He turned 100 years old a few weeks back.
God bless him.
He turned 100 years old a few weeks back, and they honored him at the Hall of Fame. So I'd love to see a Bill Super Bowl victory for somebody like him. you know, guys like him and Jim Kelly, who's had health troubles over the years, and all those great Bills from the early 90s. And
Andre Reed,
Thurman
Thomas.
You know, we'd love to get a Bills Super Bowl victory, especially for Bills Mafia. You know, we've been long-suffering, Nev, so we got our fingers crossed. Lou, okay. You look at it this perhaps a little bit more. You look at this a little bit more objectively than Naz and I do. Your thoughts on the Bills?
No, you know what, they're playing as good as they have to win the game, and obviously they are 3-0, and they were playing I wouldn't say a very bad team, because those things can come back and bite you in you know where.
Yeah.
Later on in the year, but they played a team. They took advantage of some crucial mistakes that that Tua made at the end of the game, the interception, and also the running into the punter. But guys, you just got to remember, okay? I know you guys are avid Bills fans. Here are two things. The prognosticators have the team going almost 17-0. But you guys have to remember that as long as you win the last game is the most important. And also, there's no better send-off to send that stadium that they're in away in a big boom by winning the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, that's that would be, because we got a new stadium coming in, Ness, next year. So what's it called nowadays? Highmark?
Highmark Stadium, yeah.
That's the old Rich Stadium, right? They just change the name every now and then just to confuse us old guys.
That's right. I remember in 72 I went down there to watch the game. And O.J. Simpson was the running back.
Yeah. Do you remember our best time at Rich Stadium, Naz? It wasn't football. Do you remember when we went down there for the Elton John concert?
No, I wasn't with you, Wally.
You were. No. I remember, Naz. You were with me.
Okay.
You were with me. I guarantee it. 1976, Elton John, 95,000 people. Was it called Rich Stadium back in those days? I think it was Orchard Park Stadium.
Park, I think.
Yeah, so new stadium coming in, and as Lou says, winning the last game is the most important. I could care less about
What a cliche.
Could care less about a 17-0 record. That's sometimes you got to wear too many people out when you're trying to chase that kind of thing. You know, finishing first in your, and having home field advantage throughout the playoffs has always been a huge advantage. Especially when you're Buffalo and you're playing in cold weather. And you want to be healthy, right? And you want to be healthy come that time. So it's still early in the season. There's a lot of football that's got to be played.
Well, what was your reaction to the bloody nose that Josh Allen had? Wally, what was your reaction?
My immediate reaction? Yeah. I got nervous.
Oh, my God. What's going to happen
really,
now?
Because he's a warrior. Like, yeah. Josh Allen, and even they said, even the commentator said, when he rushed off the field, he goes, this guy's a warrior. If he's running off the field, there's something wrong with him. But thankfully, it was, I don't know if it was probably a broken nose. I don't know
It's a broken nose.
Broken nose, and, he's got a shield on now, and that had me seriously concerned. Gotta be honest with you, I get nervous every time he runs down the field. But that's his game. The Buffalo Bills, you know, it's tough for defenses to defend that. And that opens up a lot of different areas for the team. But certainly got me nervous. How about you, Lou?
It always gets me nervous every time Josh Allen takes up, because really, you really don't know what's going to happen. You have the bad turfs out there. You might just get caught in a situation where somebody really clocks you. For me, you know what? He's the main guy that they have to ride to take this thing to the promised land. Certain times he does it a little bit more than often, but he wants to win. He wants to win every game, and like you said, he is a warrior.
Lou, any other surprises around the league so far? I know it's early in the season still. You know, the big surprise, I think, happened before the season started when Dallas traded, his name escapes me. Is it Micah Parsons?
Micah Parsons.
Yeah, they traded him to Green Bay, and that seems to have done wonders for Green Bay. Other than that, Lou, around the league, any surprises so far? It looks pretty early in the season.
I really like the Chargers. The Chargers have showed me that they can play a lot of really good defense, and obviously with Herbert there and Harbaugh, running the show there. They've really impressed me, and obviously getting a piece like Parsons on the back end, on the defensive side, Green Bay is going to be a real telling tale at the end. But they still have to go through Philadelphia. Philadelphia has still proved to me that, you know, to be the best, you got to beat the best, and you got to beat them to get there.
Yeah, is anything around the league that's surprising in any respect?
I'm really surprised at Green Bay, how dominant they've been. Let's see what happens in the rest of the season. But I like the Packers, what they've done.
Well, it'll keep Joe Bowen happy.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, they know they. I couldn't agree with you more. The Packers look pretty good right now.
There's a big game today, I believe. It's the Lions against Baltimore.
Yeah, and the Ravens.
Should be
a great game. Yeah. Anyways, our sponsors, Pizzaville, have been great sponsors for us for our entire 12 years. We're in our 12th season, and they've got this fantastic new product out that I certainly want to recommend to our listeners. If you get an opportunity, Pizzaville, the good people at Pizzaville have just brought it out. It's called Nez. It's called the Pinza Romana. Okay,
that's correct.
And it's just to let our listeners know, we'll also be giving away a couple of Pizzaville gift cards later on in the show, so you can actually go pick a couple of these up. It's authentic Italian sourdough crust. And when I see sourdough, as I'm sure you do, Lou, that perks up my interest. Love everything about sourdough bread, and now we've got a sourdough crust. It's crispy, airy, and light. It's easier to digest than traditional pizza crust. Only 6 grams of sugar and 23 grams of protein. That's amazing. And 5 artisan-crafted varieties. Naz, I got the opportunity to pick up the margarita and the capricciosa, and I know you got an opportunity. Which
one
did...
Yeah, we were at the movies last night. Before the movies, we went. My wife and I went to Pizzaville in Bolton.
The Pizzaville in Bolton, okay.
Yeah. And we had the... the margarita.
Yeah. And Lou, I understand you took the opportunity as well.
I did. I took the pepperoni, and the kids devoured it before I had a chance to take only 2 pieces out of it.
Well, good.
I love sourdough.
It's amazing.
You know, I don't eat any of the other bread. I go to Metro to get my sourdough bread. But listen, sourdough, the whole texture, the whole taste was... very, very devouring for me.
Yeah, I got to be quite frank. I picked up the margarita and the capricciosa, and certainly it was, I highly recommend it to our listeners. It's the Pinza Romana, the good people, great new product from Pizzaville, and we'll be giving away a couple of Pizzaville gift cards later on in the show to give everyone an opportunity to do that. I picked mine up at the Pizzaville at Bathurst and Rutherford. Guys, a couple of minutes before our next break, NCAA football. You guys are Alabama guys. Alabama was off. I'm the Notre Dame guy. They played Purdue yesterday. The Fighting Irish offense seems to be clicking on all cylinders, but this defense, I don't know. It ain't what it was last year. So far, so good, Naz, from Alabama doesn't seem to be the team it was under Nick Saban, but I think a lot of teams aren't the teams they used to be because we now have parity in NCAA college football.
So how many teams make it now to the playoffs? Is it 12, Wally?
Lou, 12, right?
12 this year, 16 next year.
Yeah. Yeah, you get 12 teams, Ness.
Should be very interesting. Where they're ranked 14th right now, I believe.
Bama?
Yeah.
Have they lost? Well, they haven't lost yet.
They lost one.
Oh, who'd they lose to? Who'd they lose to?
It's going to be a long season. You're looking at...
Oh, Florida. Okay.
Sorry. You're looking at a long season here. In 2 weeks, they got... next week, they got Georgia. The SEC, along with the Big Ten, is probably the 2 toughest conferences in all of football. And they're talking about next year having 9 interconference games. So the SEC right now, I think... started off with 7 or 8 teams in the top 25. The Big Ten had at least 6. So imagine going through that so-called gauntlet just to get to the finals or to the playoffs. You're going to see a lot of teams with 3 losses meet the criteria of the top 16 teams.
I just think with the transfer portal, with nil money, the days of, you know, teams dominating. I mean, conferences will still dominate. I mean, the Big Ten, you know, and that's where you've sort of congregated a lot of the really big programs, and it's basically the Big Ten and the SEC. The teams are like of Alabama and Clemson going to the Final Four like 10 years in a row. I mean, I may be embellishing a little bit. I think those days are gone, Lou. I mean, you're stealing, you know, you got a transfer portal now. These guys are out of town. After a year or two, they're paying big money. They're being stolen by other programs, for lack of a better term. You know, guys like Carson Beck, who are, you know, All-American quarterbacks in Georgia 1 year, are making big money in Miami the next year. So the talent is being spread out all over the big programs. So who knows who's going to win this year? It's literally not like in previous years, you could pick one to, like, Clemson, Georgia, Alabama. This year, you know, any of those top 12 teams could win a national championship. Lou?
Well, what you're finding, Wally, is that those teams you just mentioned were great teams because they had depth. They had their second and third line players were as good as some teams' first line. So what they're doing right now is the kids are still going to the top schools. But when they realize that there's guys that are as good or better than they are in front of them, they decide to jump ship and go to a team where they can get recognized and then get drafted in the NFL. But I guess next year there's also going to be a rule that you're only allowed to use a transfer portal one time. So that's going to make a big difference, because a lot of guys, more or less, you know, they jump teams like they jump over hoops sometimes. They decide that, well, this isn't the right fit, I'll go somewhere else. And then they go somewhere else because the fit wasn't there on the second place team, right?
Anyways, Lou, we're going to take it to break. We've got some Jays talk we've got to catch up on, and we've also got to catch up on with Mike Wilson, the ultimate Leafs fan, and some amazing work he's doing with the ALS Superfund. We'll be right back.
It was a rainy day when Pizzaville surprised the big pizza conglomerates by introducing Pizza Romana. It's a crispy Italian sourdough crust that's oval-shaped with gourmet pizza toppings. The big pizza conglomerates complained because they don't have the Pizza Romana sourdough crust. I guess that's just sour grapes. Order your Pizza Romana at pizzaville.ca or on our app.
Durham Region, the wait is almost over because Mint Inc. is coming to Ajax. Whether you're a collector, player, or just love the thrill of the chase, Mint Inc. has you covered with the hottest sports cards, Pokemon, and TCG releases. From live box breaks to tournaments and exclusive drops, there's something for everyone. Follow Mint Inc. on social media or visit mintinc.ca for updates on their opening and all the events planned. Mint Inc. Ajax, coming soon to Durham Region. Get ready to collect, trade, and play.
There are lawyers at Miller Thompson who know your industry. They'd like to introduce you to theirs. It starts with relationships. It's not just about happy clients. They support thriving business partners. Miller Thompson infuses law with the same tenacity you bring to your work, whether supporting your daily operations or offering urgent legal advice. But that's enough about them. Let's talk about you. Visit MillerThompson.com and find out how they can move your business forward.
Passion. It drives athletes, entrepreneurs, family businesses, and fast-growing companies. It's also what inspires KPMG Enterprise to help drive success. A dedicated audit, tax, law, and advisory practice, KPMG Enterprise delivers ideas and insights. Whether you want to grow your business, embrace technology, plan for an exit, or manage the transition of wealth, search KPMG Enterprise. Understanding what it takes to make your business even better.
MDF Mechanical has something in common with the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. A full-service mechanical company to building owners and developers in the GTA, we've been installing and servicing electrical, plumbing, and HVAC systems since 1986. And sometimes, Naz accuses Wally of blowing his own hot air. When we're not serving customers, the winning team at MDF Mechanical is listening to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour every Sunday along with you. So, let's enjoy the rest of the show. From one superfan to another.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
They never argue sports. They just explain while they're always correct. The boys are back. The Naz and Wally Sports Hour on Zoomer Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. We are live from Liberty Village in Toronto. We're pleased to welcome back to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour our good friend, the ultimate Leafs fan, Mike Wilson. Good morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
Well, good morning, guys. I heard you guys talking about the Bills and Notre Dame, and I just would add to the Bills, you were talking 17-0. Just remember the New England Patriots, the undefeated season?
Correct.
There's a famous T-shirt that went around at the end of that season that said 16 wins and one giant loss.
Was that the one where the New York Giant guy, I can't remember his name, caught that ball on fourth and he had Velcro on his helmet?
That's the one.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Mike. Buffalo Bills fans better temper, keep everything under control for a while. Anyways, Mike, we want to bring you on for a couple of reasons, but I think the most important reason we wanted to bring you on is you and Deb have been doing some incredible work with the, and as have some other people, with the ALS Superfund. Of course, we're talking about Lou Gehrig's disease, and we lost a good friend this summer that I know you had spent quite a bit of time with, Mark Curtin, who fought it incredibly courageously. But his work continues, Mike. And his work continues through your work and Deb's work. So tell us a little bit about the what's going on with the ALS Superfund. I know there's an amazing opportunity to make donations, but also buy some fantastic auction items. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, yeah. I mean, first off, Mark is just one of those human beings that just gave. Right to his final days, just worked on this cause to help other people and put himself aside. And there's other people out there in the ALS community that are doing the same thing. And the work behind the scenes is just endless. And, you can't quantify how much these people dedicate themselves to the cause. And I know everybody has their certain charities, but Deb and I have been involved with a lot over the years. And this one just rings true to heart with us, and we're just honored to be a part of it and contribute in the small way that we are. And so for us, what we've done is we got involved with Mark about a year ago to help with his auction. He had an image on the offered all these game day packages, and I think I've been on here before and said that we bought 8 of them. And what we did was, so we used money from our charity book, Tales of Beer League Hockey, and used the funds from that to purchase those packages. And now we've turned around and re-raffling them. So our goal was, and I tried to keep it secret, and Deb and I discussed it, and we said, let's let people know what our real goal is, because I don't like to jinx myself with numbers. But the target was $50,000 to sell 2,500 tickets / books. We're real close. We need people's help. We need your help out there, folks, to help us get to that goal. We want to present them a check for $50,000. We're right there. We're banging on the door. The puck's sitting on the crease with an empty net. We just need somebody to push it over the line with this and help us. And so we're offering these packages. We're going to have the draw next week. It's going to be Monday, September 29th, 7 o'clock. Another kid who has ALS at 30 years. He's 31 years old and dedicates his life to supporting the cause and raising money for the cause, Lou Del Rey. He's going to come. A couple of ALS members are going to be there. We're going to have a couple of Maple Leafs join us. We're going to have a podcast. We're going to do a live stream. So we're encouraging people to join the podcast and listen to us while we draw these packages. But what I'd like to do is just clarify with everybody, what you're really buying is a raffle ticket for the draw. The added is one of my books. And that's probably the holdback why people aren't buying, because they get the book. But here's what some of these packages entail. The Colorado Avalanche is an example. Now, people have to make their way to the game. You can pick any game during the year if it's available, and these teams are really accommodating. Guys like Joe Sakic, and Luke Robitaille. These guys are just going out of their way to help any way they can. So the Colorado Avalanche one is an example. You get four tickets to the morning skate. You get four tickets to the game. You get dinner for four at the restaurant in the rink. San Jose one, I think, is the best. I mean, this one is four tickets to the game, rollerball seats. You get to go to the morning skate. You get a hotel, double occupancy for four guests at the hotel the night before. You not only get to go to the morning skate, you get to meet with Mike Greer, the general manager. I think he's one of the up-and-coming general managers in the National Hockey League. You meet a couple other select players and alumni. The national one is basically the same opportunity. The L.A. Kings is the same. Philly Flyers are offering that, too. New coach there, our good buddy Ricky Tocchet's in charge. I'm sure he, you know, may be involved at some point. Minnesota Wild, you get the same opportunity with those guys. St. Louis Blues and the New York Islanders. So it's basically morning skate, tickets to the game. A lot of them offer dinner, meet and greets. These just don't come available to the public. And here you have an opportunity for $20 to win one of these. You have eight chances. There's only 2,500 tickets. Please step up, help us cross that line. And that's all we're asking people to do. We're going to be, I'm going to be pushing hard all week, and I'm reaching out to everybody we can, and we're getting lots and lots of support from former members, guys I work with on Bay Street, to friends like yourselves who've been really helping push the cause, and anybody who can help us. Believe me, I can still go this week and talk anywhere if anyone wants to hear what we have to say. But I just want to leave it at that. Reach out to us. Just dial up. DM me on Facebook. DM Deb on Facebook. Go to ultimateleafsfan.com/books and just let us know, and we'll get right back to you, and we'll get a ticket to you. And you can e-transfer the money. If you want to make a donation, we accept donations too. Because a number of people made donations just to help us reach the target. But anything I'll do, guys, 20, 100, 1,000, we'll take it all.
Terrific work, Mike. Blue Jays.
Yeah.
What's going to happen with the first three starts for Toronto?
Well, you know what? Can we put Lou on mute, by the way? Because I know he's a Yankee fan. I don't want to have to listen to this. Okay.
You know the struggles we have, Mike. He's not easy to put it. You can't put a seatbelt on this guy, unfortunately.
But to his credit, his team, he stuck with them. They're getting hot at the right time, and they're getting the leadership from the leaders that should be leading the way. You know where I'm going with this, because I've never been a big fan of 27. And this guy, he's just not a clutch player. And I don't know why everybody protects this for Guerrero so much, but he's one of the big reasons why they're not winning right now. They need him to come through. He doesn't come through in the clutch. He's basically a singles hitter. And I don't know why these guys are so afraid of him. They should be pitching to him. And they really, really, and this, I think, is going to hurt the Jays down the road with Bichette, because they're going to have to pay him. They're going to have to pay him big as a result of paying Vladdy this $500 million. And you think Ed Rogers is going to pay close to $1 billion for two players? It is. So
don't be surprised. Don't be surprised.
Listen, he's trying to pay for a stadium that he just renovated. So, I mean, he probably is going to have to.
Yeah.
But I'm prefacing that by saying that makes it even more critical that they do some damage now. But what I don't like that I've seen in the last four games is the body language of the bench. These guys have got their heads down. They're looking at the floor. They're looking like, guys, don't call my number. I don't want to go up to bat. Whereas before, even when they were going on little streaks where they lose a couple games, guys were leaning against that fence. Just their feet were moving. Get me in. I want to go. I want to go up. I want to break the streak. I want to get this going. The look on their faces last night is not good.
No.
And I think that all of a sudden, the excuses are coming out. Bassett, all of a sudden, now is tired. He's got a sore back. Berrios is going in the bullpen. All this stuff. Like, guys, like, you got seven games left. And then you got a shot to win this American League. Now, when has you guys ever seen this late in the season that one team in the American League has clinched the playoff spot? I mean, I know everybody's close within the game, but it just doesn't happen.
You haven't got a team that's won 90 games yet.
That's right. So, I mean, so the point being is, it's up for grabs.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them will beat Philly, LA, or Milwaukee. But regardless, look at who's stepping up. Look at Seattle, how hot they've gotten recently. Yanks have turned it up a notch. They got their work cut out, but Toronto can do it. And they're being led by the kids. And the kids have led the way all along. You know, the way Addison Barger's played all year, Miles Straw, Ernie Clement, and Schneider. Look what Schneider does in the limited amount of playing he has. And, you know, the veterans last night, Springer, and, you know, these guys, like, and Varsho, these guys are coming through when they should. This is what I get. Somebody's got to grab 27, kick him in the butt and say, wake up. Stop trying to hit every ball to the backyard of some guy's yard and bury, and just put the ball in play. No, seriously. And I mean, you know, and wake up and stop sulking and run your pitches out. Like show some leadership. You know, you're paid $500 million for a reason. It's no coincidence.
I couldn't agree with you more. I got to give Lou an opportunity he's probably chomping at the bit, and we've only got a couple of minutes left We only got a couple of minutes left in this segment, Lou. So I'll give you the mic for a short period of time. Like I said, we only got 2 minutes left in this segment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen.
2 minutes, Lou.
Thank you very much. I'm glad Buck Martinez has eaten his words that the Yankees are the worst. the Jays. You couldn't have said it any better with Vladdy being overpaid, and then now they got to pay Bull. It just goes to show you guys that this team, you know what, they're there, but they're going through a tough stretch right now. I don't know what it is. It's just one of those things that you've got to watch what you say when you say it. And the Jays were flying high there a couple of weeks ago. But if they had another week, they might be on the fringe, just like the Red Sox are, of not making the playoffs.
Anyways, we've got to get on Mike. We can't thank you enough. You've
my pleasure.
All your fantastic work with ALS. We've got our own cause here that we've got to get to. It's the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation. So we're gonna move on with the show. Mike, we'll continue to talk Jays. Hopefully next Sunday we'll have something positive to talk about. But we'll see how the week goes. Mike Wilson, the ultimate Leafs fan. Thanks so much, Mike. We're thrilled to welcome to the show this morning. As I mentioned earlier, there's an amazing event happening at the Vaughan Metropolitan Center this coming Saturday. It lasts most of the day. It's the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation Road Hockey to Conquer Cancer. It's the world's largest road hockey fundraiser. I'm participating in it. I know, Lou, you've participated in it numerous years. And it's just a remarkable, remarkable event. And this morning we have with us Brendan Ennis, who's the Director of Corporate and Community Partnerships. And we also have Carlo Colaiacobo with a special story about his son, little Leo, and how his participation with Princess Margaret has been life-saving in so many ways. First of all, we'll start off with Brendan, the director. Brendan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. Thanks very much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Carlo, how are you this morning?
Morning, boys. Happy Sunday.
Thank you so much. Brendan, you know how we feel about this event. It's a pretty remarkable event. Tell our listeners all about it.
Well, you said it off the top. Road Hockey Conquer Cancer, world's largest road hockey fundraiser. And just like Mike talking about ALS, it's amazing what happens when sports combines with a cause. And so this event we've been running, this is going to be year 14. We've raised over $33 million for vital cancer research at the Princess Margaret Cancer Center, one of the world's top cancer research facilities. And going into year 14, we're going to have 140 teams. They're going to be joined by NHL alumni like Carlo, stars from the PWHL, Olympians, TV personalities, and we hope it's going to be a chance to set another record on this event.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing. Last year, my hamstrings didn't survive the first shift. So
gotta get yourself in shape.
Yeah, well, you know what,
Walter, you might be transitioning to being a GM of a team.
Well, I'm the captain and founder, but I still want to run around and play with my cohort here, Naz Marchese and Francesca. We played a lot of ball hockey when we were younger. I ain't ready to give it up yet, but so we'll see. We'll see what happens this year. Carlo, this is more than, you know, just a fundraiser for you. This is personal, and we've talked about this on the show. Your son Leo, who's an inspiration, and Man, there's when he gets up there and when you walk around with him, there isn't a dry eye in the house, to be honest with you. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you sharing the Leo story. I mean, this son of yours, he's an amazing, amazing individual, and your family's amazing for what you've dealt with. And tell us how much this event means to you.
Well, thanks, Wally. I appreciate it. And I think I'd hope I'd want to see smiles on everyone's faces when they see us this year, because we were given the news this year that we can finally use the word cured with my son and his whole diagnosis and the battle that he's went through. And this is why we do it. This is why we do it. You know, we live in a world where life isn't fair sometimes. And he was diagnosed just after the age of two with leukemia, and he had his battle with it, and now he's approaching 6 years of being in remission. So we're extremely thankful for that. It wouldn't be from the amazing work that and the amazing treatment that we have here in Canada when it comes to cancer and helping kids with cancer. And it's events like the Road Hockey to Conquer Cancer that people take their time and donate their money to go to a special cause so that there could be more, you know, situations like this, positive situations like Leo's. And we decided to participate 3 years ago. It was an initiative taken on by my brother Marco to put a team in and call it Leo's Lions. And when we put the team together, it was a representation of all the people that helped support us throughout the years and want to continue to help support us and be part of the team that you know, obviously plays for a great cause. And road hockey is an awesome thing. Like, everybody can participate in it. We hope to have another great day today and everybody there for the right reason. And, you know, it's something that we're extremely proud to be a part of and look forward to continuing to be a part of it for hopefully many years.
Lou?
I've participated almost from the first year that it existed.
I'm surprised they haven't suspended you that, Lou.
What's that, Carl?
I'm surprised they haven't suspended you yet.
Well, I think they suspended me this year because I haven't been picked one of the celebrities.
Oh, we may have to get, you know, Lou.
You know what? I will still be there. I'm going to be supporting Wally. I will give Wally one of his bucket list things that he's not playing against me. We're playing together, so he'll actually see what kind of player that I was.
Nice.
But at the end of the day, I have met so many good friends and people at this event. You just come to this day, Saturday, and you see all these people playing for a great cause. Even my cohorts or the players that I played against, people from other sports, people from other professions. It's just an amazing, amazing day that you can spend out there and have fun. I know there's some guys that take it a little bit more seriously, but they got to be put in their place sometimes. So, but for me, I look forward to this every single year.
Brendan, Brendan, if you can tell our listeners how they can support the event, it's for life-saving research at Princess Margaret and all the great work that's being done at the Princess Margaret Hospital, but. We are trying to raise money to support that cause. And so if you can tell our listeners how they can support this amazing event, it would be appreciated.
Well, you know, the first thing is they could check out roadhockeyconquercancer.ca. You know, we're a week away, so there is a fundraising minimum for teams. If you're interested, you can come see the event. But, you know, one of the easiest ways to make a donation is find Walter's page. Look him up on our website and make a donation there. And then if you're interested, please sign up for next year. It's going to be our year 15. And as you heard Lou and Carlo say, like, it's not just about the hockey. It's really about a celebration, and stories like Leo's are becoming more and more common. And, you know, cancer is kind of transforming into that story of progress and hope. And that's what this event's about.
And it's at the Vaughan Metropolitan Center. There's going to be thousands. Like, people are welcome just to come and watch because you've got
right.
all
we
kinds of celebrities there.
Yeah.
And it's a party atmosphere. People are just welcome to come. It's Saturday morning. It starts at about 8:30, 9 o'clock and runs most of the day. Am I correct there, Brendan? People can just come and watch.
Yeah. It's open. Come cheer on the teams. They've done a lot of work. Each team had to fundraise a minimum of $10,000 to participate. come cheer them on. They did a lot of work to get there. And in the afternoon, we have our top fundraisers play against our celebrities in a big match. So that's a lot of fun to come see as well. There's a kids' hockey pad as well. So lots to see and lots to do and ways to be a part of it. And of course, if you're coming out, again, pick a team, make a donation. It all goes to life-saving cancer research.
Yeah, I just want a little plug for my firm, Miller Thompson, who are great supporters, and we've got two teams in this year, so I'm thankful to them for being big supporters and allowing me to really spearhead this event at our firm. Gentlemen, we've got to move on. Brent,
I was just going to say, these events don't happen without sponsors like Miller Thompson, so thank you.
And people like Carlo Koliakovo and all the other amazing, amazing teams that are entered, who all deserve our thanks and our recognition. Brendan, we can't thank you enough. We'll see you. I'm sure we'll talk as the week goes along. Carlo, you know how I've always felt about you talking about this and the incredible work that you're doing, your family is doing, and little Leo's doing. And always warms my heart. Thank you so much for all the incredible work you and your family do.
Hey, thank you, too. It's nice that you contribute the way that you do and you participate. And everybody that does participate for their own causes is extremely lucky to have sponsors and donators like you.
Thanks so much. Guys, we'll see each other probably Friday and Saturday. We'll see you guys.
Thanks
so much. The Princess Margaret Road Hockey to Conquer Cancer, just an incredible event.
What a great cause.
Yeah, and like I said, Naz, I'm hoping my hamstring and my calf muscles last more than one shift this year.
I may come out and
I'd
cheer
love to
you
have
on
you.
Next Saturday.
And maybe we're going to make that thing happen, Lou. You and I have never suited up on a pad together. We got to figure out how we're going to make that happen this Saturday. I'd love to. If I can't check you and I can't shut you down, maybe we can be teammates. Let's figure it out. Anyways, we're going to take it to break. We've got Carmen and...
Okay, I'll find you.
We'll find you. We've got Carmen and Marc Antonio and Roberto Iarrucci coming up, and we're talking about the amazing Canadian men's national soccer team, 26th in the world, World Cup coming up next year. Do I sound excited, Naz? Yeah. I am. We'll be right back.
It was a rainy day when Pizzaville introduced...
Pizzaville?
Right. When Pizzaville introduced Pizza Romana. It's a crispy sourdough crust, oval-shaped, with gourmet pizza toppings.
Pizza toppings.
It's so light and delicious, once you try it, Pizza Romana will be all you can think about. Call Pizzaville for...
Pizzaville?
Call Pizzaville for Pizza Romana, or visit pizzaville.ca.
Pizzaville.ca.
If you're into Pokemon, sports cards, or pop culture collectibles, Mint Inc. is the only place you need. Right off Highway 400 in Vaughan, Mint Inc. is the GTA's home for live events, trading experiences, and the best selection of cards and collectibles. They're an authorized PSA dealer, always bringing you the latest releases, and they're always buying cards, too. From Pokemon packs to sports slabs, toys, and more, Mint Inc. has it all. Check them out in Vaughan or visit mintinc.ca. Mint Inc. Collect. Play experience.
There are lawyers at Miller Thompson who know your industry. They'd like to introduce you to theirs. It starts with relationships. It's not just about happy clients. They support thriving business partners. Miller Thompson infuses law with the same tenacity you bring to your work, whether supporting your daily operations or offering urgent legal advice. But that's enough about them. Let's talk about you. Visit MillerThompson.com. And find out how they can move your business forward.
Passion. It drives athletes, entrepreneurs, family businesses, and fast-growing companies. It's also what inspires KPMG Enterprise to help drive success. A dedicated audit, tax, law, and advisory practice, KPMG Enterprise delivers ideas and insights. Whether you want to grow your business, embrace technology, plan for an exit, or manage the transition of wealth, search KPMG Enterprise, understanding what it takes to make your business even better.
MDF Mechanical has something in common with the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. A full-service mechanical company to building owners and developers in the GTA, we've been installing and servicing electrical, plumbing, and HVAC systems since 1986. And sometimes, Naz accuses Wally of blowing his own hot air. When we're not serving customers, the winning team at MDF Mechanical is listening to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour every Sunday along with you. So, let's enjoy the rest of the show. From one super fan to another.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to me.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Opinions expressed on the Naz and Wally Sports Hour are those of Naz and Wally and their guests.
They're not here to be nice. They're here to be right. The boys are back. The Naz and Wally Sports Hour on Zoomer Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour. We are live on Zoomer Radio, and we're thrilled to welcome to the show Carmen and Marc Antonio and Roberto Iarushi. Gentlemen, let me do a little bit of housework first before I... We've got some Pizzaville gift cards we promised our listeners we were going to give away earlier in the show. Give them the opportunity. Our phone number is 416-360-0740. 1-866-740-4740. These Pizzaville gift cards. We told you about this amazing new product from the great people at Pizzaville, the Pinza Romana. Anyways, give us a call and we'll be pleased to get those gift cards out. We're going to give two of them away. Roberto Iarushi and Carmen and Marc Antonio, Canadian Soccer Hall of Famers. The World Cup of Soccer. We're in the march towards it in Canada next year, some of the preliminary games. I couldn't be more excited, guys. Roberto, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Wally. I'm good.
Carmine, good morning. How are you this morning?
Walter, I'm really well, and it's beautiful outside, so it can be better.
Well, it can be better because we're going to talk some soccer now, football as you call it. So I'm going to give Naz an opportunity to start off this segment. Go ahead, Naz.
Hi, boys. How are you?
Hey, Naz.
Hey, Naz.
Good. Now, who would win a game between Italy and Canada?
Naz is provocative.
I'll take Canada.
Hold on. Let's get into that. Okay, we're going to give Bob, since you started off first, we're going to give you an opportunity, and then we'll turn it over to Cadman. And Naz has posed, as he usually does, a very provocative question. A match between the 26th highest-rated team in the world, FIFA rankings, Canada, and Italy, I believe, is 10th or 11th. I can't remember. And, Bob, you said Canada. Okay, tell us why.
Well, I said it, even though I obviously realized that it would be a very tough game for Canada. I mean, Italy, with all of its problems, is still, per man, in my opinion, singularly stronger than Canada. But I think collectively, Canada is a better group than Italy right now. And as we all know, it's an incredible team sport that needs... A chain between 11 people that have to be strong, and if you have some weak links, then you have problems. And I think Italy right now has problems in their team.
Carmine, we're going to pose Naz's question to you as well. A game between, and this could vary. I mean, that would be the dream matchup for me if Canada plays. As of today, Italy has not yet qualified. Canada has, because they're one of the home teams, but Italy hasn't qualified, so we don't even know if they're going to make it. But the dream matchup for me is Italy and Canada playing in Toronto. If we see that, Carmine, who wins that game?
Well, that would be a matchup for me too, a dream matchup. And if that would happen in the World Cup, hopefully Italy, as you said, will qualify this time around. I'd be, there would be a mixed feeling being Canadian, Italian born. But in a game, anything goes. Right now, Italy, as Bobby said, is having some issues. Norway seems to be way ahead, and it will be tough for Italy to catch up to Norway. So they may have to go in the playoff to qualify. Canada, as Bobby said, that I think we've done really, really well in the last few years under Marsh and Mauro Biello and our friend Staltieri. You know, they have a good team that has been cohesive and playing together. So for me, it would be a good matchup, really. If they play today, I would also pick Canada because we're strong from the net to forwards. We're a good team. And Italy right now, under Gattuso, I think, with those two wins, you know, they'll be tougher. Okay, with Gattuso, I believe Italy will hopefully make the World Cup this time around.
Lou?
Well, guys, good morning. I, you know what? I'm on with you guys. I think if they played today, I think Canada would give Italy a good goal for their money, and I think they would probably beat them. But, guys, you guys are the experts in this. And I mentioned this to Wally, I'm not sure, about a week ago or 2 weeks ago after they came back and won that game 5-4. Guys, where have all the Italian talent gone on this Italian team? You know, when we were growing up, they would have probably 8 to 10 world-class players that everybody talked about. I don't know one name or anybody that's talking about this Italian team other than maybe the goalies.
I'm going to start this one with Kaimina first, and then we'll go back to Bob. Go ahead, Kaimina.
Yeah, I will answer that very simply. Lou, that's an amazing question. I think you're right. Unfortunately, in Italy right now in Serie A, if you look at the play now, Roma, Lazio, and you look at the lineups, there may be the Italians starting in that game could be the exception. They're all foreigners. And unfortunately, that's what's happening in Italy. It's that all the top teams have foreign players. Some teams don't even have an Italian star. You know, the top teams, Inter, Milan, and Juventus, they don't have Italian players, and they're not being developed. If you don't play at the high level every Sunday, you know, day in and day out, you know, it's going to be tough. In Italy, volleyball, other sports are taking over, basketball. Football, soccer is still number one, but the Federation has some work to do as far as developing Italian talent. Lou, that's a very good question. And that's why if we play, Canada plays Italy today, my money could be on Canada because we're developing players, but Italy is not so much.
Yes.
Jonathan David's playing for Juventus, and he's coming off the bench. Are you surprised that he's coming off the bench and not starting, guys?
Bob, I'll give that one to you first.
I've watched Jonathan play and with Canada. Many times he plays with Kyle Larin, and when he does, Larin plays the first forward, and David plays off him. And David is very good, you know, with the ball in progression. He's not so effective in a stationary position. And the way Juve plays, you know, it doesn't allow the center forward a lot of diagonal runs and movement in wide spaces. And that hurts David, and he doesn't get as many opportunities with Juve that he did with his French club Lille or with the Canadian national team. And I just think that he's not getting enough touches on the ball. Now, if that's more a formational problem than it is a player problem, I don't know. When I used to play, you know, people used to say, if you're not getting the ball, go out and get it, you know. So, but easier said than done.
We're talking to Kaimina Marcantonio and Roberto Iarrucci, Canadian Soccer Hall of Famers, the World Cup of Soccer. We're going to be talking quite a bit about it from now until it comes to Canada in the late spring, early summer of next year. Just starting to get excited about it, guys, I got to be honest. And, you know, the result this week, Canada 26th in the world. They were very competitive in the Copa America. You know, they won some good games. They competed against the best in the world. And, Canadian soccer is at a completely different level, I believe. You know, you guys are soccer Hall of Famers, and you played with some of the best guys of your generation, the Pelés and the Beckenbauers and the Cruyffs and all of those guys. But Canadian soccer is in a pretty special place right now. Tell us how all of this has come about. Kadmon, I'll go to you first.
Yeah, you know, very simply, MLS not developing. We got three franchises in the MLS, and Canadian boys are being developed in the academies. And if you look, you know, we always, I mean, look at Canada. Canada is made up of immigrants. A lot of them come from South America, Europe, and Africa, and so on. So these boys, you know, their parents may be, you know, their first sport grew up with football. And then the boys are, you know, the kids, like Davis from Liberia, who came as a refugee, and you know, soccer became his first sport in with Vancouver and Bayern Munich. And David comes from Haiti, and so on. Buchanan and Frampton develops a lot of young players. And you know who we have? We have some great athletes in this country. Hockey, baseball, but also athletics. And these boys are very athletic. And then if you put them to play in the academy with Toronto FC and then Vancouver and then Montreal, and they go early enough at an early enough age, like David did in Davis, they go to Europe. Yeah, you got the soccer player, and that's why we're successful.
Kadmon, we got 30 seconds left. Bob, if you can, in 15 to 20 seconds, if you can respond according, why are we in such a special place in Canadian soccer? And we'll continue this discussion.
Well, I think it's the explosion of the game of soccer on social media, on television, a lot of exposure. And this is the generation that has you know, jumped at the opportunities based on what they see and the emotions they get from all the great soccer that's on TV these days. So I think it's it's no wonder that as Carmen said, the athletics are now looking at soccer to expose their talents.
Anyways, guys, it's 10 o'clock, and my producer's looking at me kind of funny, right? Anthony's giving me the X sign, so I gotta keep him in. I can't thank you guys enough. We're gonna talk a lot of soccer/football between now and June, and I can't think of two better people to have on than you guys, Carmen, Marc Antonio, and Roberto Iarushi. Can't thank you guys enough, and we'll certainly talk quite a bit more. Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. Bye.
Thank you, Marc Antonio, Carmen, and Bob Iarushi. Lou, thank you so much. Wanda and Mike, Wanda in Toronto and Mike in Cambridge, for winning our Pizzaville gift cards. Thank you so much for calling in. And Naz, as always, last word.
Jays clinch a spot today, and they'll clinch first place in the American League. And let's go, Jays.
We're signing off with Lou laughing in the background. To all our listeners,
go Leafs, go.
That's next week.
Yeah, they play at 3 o'clock.
That's next week. Let's go, guys. Have a great week.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to me.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.